9:58. Brian Finn is back with more business.
Carl, thank you. Goodbody stockbroker says we can reach a deficit target of less than 3% of GDP without introducing any new austerity measures in the next budget. In its latest economic commentary, chief economist Dermot O'Leary says the government should have room to reduce the income tax burden and to increase capital spending, which is at levels not seen since the lows of the 1980s right now. Nutrition and dairy ingredients group Glanbia has reported revenue up over 10% in the first half of the year to €1.8 billion. Earnings per share were up nearly 7%. Siobhan Talbot is Group Managing Director of Glanbia and she joins us now. Siobhan, a good performance overall, but let's start at home with Dairy Ireland. It reported some challenging conditions for the first half. What was behind that?
Good morning, Brian. Yes, as you say, we're very pleased with the overall performance where we delivered strongly relative to our overall guidance for the year of almost 12% adjusted earnings growth, driven particularly by our global platforms of performance nutrition and indeed global ingredients. You mentioned specifically Dairy Ireland. Yes, we've alluded to some challenges within our consumer products business and agribusiness in the past, but we're doing all the right things within that business. We've launched some really nice products under the Avonmore brand, and we do expect, in fact, the second half performance will be improved, and we do expect actually growth in that element of the business for the full year. I think it's important to remember too, in fact, that in Ireland, where we employ over almost 2,000 people, we are increasing our employment across areas such as our performance nutrition European head office, building obviously the facility in Bellevue. So a lot of positive things actually happening for the Glanbia organisation in an Irish context.
We saw Glanbia cut milk prices by 2 cents per litre in May. Do you envisage them falling much further?
It's very difficult to be prescriptive in terms of direction of milk prices. I think the main thing for the Glanbia organisation is having delivered a very strong first half result. We remain comfortable with our guidance for the full year to deliver 8 to 10% growth. And there are a number of factors impacting global dairy at the moment. Probably the primary reason for the reduction in milk prices in recent times, which are still very robust in historical context, is that global milk supply has been growing as a response indeed to higher prices. So there has been some reduction in recent times.
You mentioned the Global Performance Nutrition Division, which drove much of the growth for the period under review here. Just for people who may not be familiar with that division, what kind of products do you make there?
Yes, essentially our performance nutrition business supply high quality sports nutrition products predominantly in the US and increasingly internationally, including Ireland, to sports enthusiasts and athletes. So anybody really that's interested in health and wellness and exercise and recovery, which we can see is very much a global trend, take our products to help them achieve their performance goals as sport athletes. So a lot of our products are dairy-based, so high quality products that help people in their recovery, whether you're a serious athlete or indeed somebody that's interested in health and wellness, like to take products such as our Optimum Nutrition products.
The Global Ingredients Division held its own during the half year. You've announced a capital spending plan in that division. What does that involve?
Yes, we've announced this morning €60 million development. I think part of the Glanbia story in recent times has been a nice mix of development, both organically and by acquisition. We're very pleased with the opportunity to continue invest behind our facilities. And essentially what we're doing there is increasingly adding value to the milk pool that we have in the US. This investment will allow us to develop more of what we call the high-end whey protein products that particularly apply to the sports nutrition segment, and we'll be increasing our capacity in that space. We're also increasing our capability to extract other valuable components from the milk pool that are used in areas such as infant nutrition. So it plays very much to the strategy as an ingredient supplier producing high-quality, high-end dairy products and equally providing further raw materials to drive our performance nutrition business right across the globe.
If I could just ask you, Siobhan, about Russian sanctions. It was too early to be included in the first half results, but do you anticipate much of an impact for the full year?
The main thing overall is that we're sustaining our guidance for the full year of 8 to 10% and taking into account in sustaining that, we're taking into account all the known news in relation to the Russian piece. Really for us, as indeed any global dairy player, it's an unhelpful development in a market that was starting to show some declines for the reasons I said earlier around global milk supply. So it is very much a piece that we're monitoring. as a global dairy player, the impact for us is an indirect one. Like all players, we're watching how it might dislocate the supply-demand dynamic of global dairy. It is a market indeed for our performance nutrition business on a more direct basis, but quite a small one in percentage terms. So really, as all players, we're watching it, monitoring it, and seeing how it will evolve. But I think the big thing at this point is that having had a very solid start to the year, we're sustaining our guidance in the 8-10% for the full year.
Siobhan Talbot, Group Managing Director of Glanbia, thank you very much. Just on the currencies, the euro trading at $1.33 and around 80 pence sterling.